Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. Imagine you are sitting in the forest. It is getting dark, and the trees above your head sway in the evening breeze. You hear the crackling of a bright fire in front of you. Around the fire, your friends and family talk, laugh, and sing campfire songs. And maybe if you're lucky, someone pulls out a bag of marshmallows, and you roast them over the fire. This is the tradition of camping. Every summer in North America and other parts of the world, many people head out into the wilderness to go camping. It is a fun summer tradition for families and friends to enjoy together. But have you ever thought about how this hobby came to be? In the old days, people used to camp not for fun, but for necessity. When people traveled through nature to explore, they needed to set up camp as a temporary shelter at night. Shelter means a place that gives people protection from the weather. Even before Western explorers came to North America, some First Nations peoples traveled and camped in the evenings as part of their lifestyle. This was often due to weather changes and hunting patterns. Camping as a recreational activity became popular in the early 1900s in Africa as part of safaris. Safaris are trips into nature to observe animals. In African safaris, guides would lead wealthy tourists through the African savanna and wilderness to see exotic animals. Because they had to travel far into the wild to see lions and elephants, the group would often need to stay in camps overnight. The trend of staying overnight in tents in nature started to grow in popularity among wealthy English people through the 1900s. It became a recreational activity, which means something that is done for fun, not work. At first, only wealthy people had the time and money to go camping. They would bring many luxury items along with them, which means items that make you feel comfortable, even if you don't need them. They also paid guides to help lead them on their trip, and to help cook and clean for them. Over time, camping grew more popular as a recreational activity, and more people were able to enjoy it. As camping gear became less expensive, and people started to have more free time, more people started to take up this hobby. Early camping equipment was very heavy, so at first, most recreational camping was done near rivers. This meant that people could haul their equipment by boat and set up camp along the edge of a river or lake. Camping became popular in the United Kingdom in the 1880s, after a young man named Thomas Hiram Holding introduced it to the country. Holding had spent much of his time as a child traveling across the American prairies. When he returned to the United Kingdom as an adult, he took a group of friends on a cycling and camping tour across Ireland. He wrote a book about his Ireland experience. This led to the formation of the first camping group in 1901 called the Association of Cycle Campers. The first commercial campground, where people pay to camp, was created on the Isle of Man in England. The Association of Cycle Campers opened its first own campsite shortly thereafter. By that time, the organization had a few hundred members. Camping grew in popularity in North America around the same time. In 1932, the International Federation of Camping Clubs was founded. Branches of this club started springing up all over America and eventually the world. By the 1960s, camping had become a standard family holiday, and today there are campsites all over Europe and North America. There are many types of camping that are popular today, including canoe camping, car camping, backpacking, and RVing. There are also reservation campsites with showers and toilet buildings and fire rings or barbecue grills. Other more rustic campsites are sometimes just a patch of dirt. Rustic means being out in the countryside. Does your family like to go camping in the summer? What is your preferred method of camping? If you could design your perfect camping trip, where would you go? What would you stay in, and what would you pack? Regardless of how you like to camp, we hope you enjoy some fun with family and friends in the wilderness this summer.